This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Starting this fall, Harvard University students with family incomes of $200,000 or less will have their tuition covered. Harvard's undergraduate tuition averages to $56,550 a year. Now, Harvard will be solely tuition-free for students whose family make $200,000 or less. Those with a family income below $100,000 will also have other expenses and fees waived, including housing, dining, travel costs between campus and home, and winter gear to help students prepare for notoriously brutal New England winters. Harvard's updated financial aid plan follows in the footsteps of other higher ed institutions that have increased income caps, such as the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the University of Pennsylvania. Harvard President Alan Garber said it's a bid to ensure the college experience is accessible and diverse. The Ivy League University, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said that this financial aid expansion is part of the college's commitment to enabling more undergraduate students, especially those from middle-income families, to receive the financial support they need to attend. The expanded program will now enable about 86% of families in the U.S. to qualify for Harvard College's financial aid. Students who come from families with incomes of more than $200,000 will still qualify for tailored or limited financial aid. Harvard enrolls around 24,000 undergrads a year and accepts about 3% of the 54,000 applicants for each year's student body. The Bitterroot National Forest is hitting the brakes on a four-year-old proposal to use thinning and prescribed burns to remove vegetation across a vast swath of the Bitterroot Valley following pushback about impacts to threatened and endangered species, grizzly bears, wolverines, and bull trout, all of which are federally protected under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Forest Service said last Friday that it won't move forward with the Eastside Forest and Habitat Improvement Project until consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is complete. In 2021, the Bitterroot National Forest pitched the project as an effort to mitigate wildfire risk, promote forest restoration, and improve wildlife habitat for elk and other species. The area identified for thinning and prescribed burning stretches along the eastern edge of the Bitterroot Valley from Stevensville to Sula. But wildlife and environmental groups took issue with the project's anticipated impact on wildlife habitat and the lack of detail about the precise location, timing, and scope of the treatments. Without that information, the U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are unable to adequately assess the project's effects to bull trout critical habitat, grizzly bears, wolverine, and Canada lynx in violation of the Endangered Species Act, the group said. Previously, the Bitterroot National Forest used a 30-page categorical exclusion of its duties in order to forward the proposal, relying on a process that offers less analysis and fewer opportunities for public comment. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.